I think we can all imagine a time in our life where we were like either one of these two sons in the parable today. You know, the time where we said, yes, we'll go and do something, and ended up not doing anything. Or times where we said, no, and we change our mind later and end up going and doing it. And it seems like it's an easy choice of knowing, you know, which one's the better of the two. And we know that, you know, it's the one where the son went and actually did something. You know, and so often, you know, we get caught up in, you know, just saying yes or no. You know, when we believe in God, you know, we can say, I believe in him. But if we don't go out and do anything, that doesn't show that we truly believe in him inside of us. And what Jesus is asking us is that we go beyond just those simple yes and no's, and it's to follow his will at all times. You know, to change our life, and be able to go and work in that vineyard of his. To be able to take that on and to say yes to him, and not only just to say yes, but to do what he asks us to do. Now, it's easy for us to think of all the things that make us comfortable, all those things that, you know, we can say, well, I'd rather do this than that. You know, why does God ask of this? You know, we heard in the first reading that, you know, sometimes we question God's will. We're like, why do you think that's right? But we know that out of true love is the only way that we're able to follow the will of God. You know, Jesus says that, you know, out of love for him, if we love him, we'll follow his commands. And that's where we always have to start, is that love for God, that love for Jesus. You know, we see that these tax collectors and prostitutes, you know, Jesus says they're going to make it to the kingdom of heaven before these chief priests. And we would think to ourselves that, you know, this doesn't sound right, you know. They're the biggest sinners of their time. You know, they're on the lowest part of the scale. And you'd think that the chief priests would be on top. But these sinners, these tax collectors, these prostitutes, you know, they started to believe in God. They believed in Jesus. And when John was preaching, they knew that he was coming. And they changed their whole life. They left that way behind, and they became new people. They left their sin behind. And that's what Jesus is asking us to do. You know, when we truly believe in him, when we know that he is our Lord, he is our God, that we're going to take that sin from our life, and we're going to leave it behind. We're going to start a new life in Christ. And it's not an easy task at all times. You know, there's always the things that are coming into our life. And it's something that we have to do every day. Ask ourselves, what is the will of God today in my life? What are those things that are holding me back? What are those sins that I'm attached to that aren't allowing me to grow closer to Jesus? To be able to work in his vineyard. You know, we can look at tax collectors and the prostitutes, and we see that, you know, their sins of greed, sexual sins, you know, that were holding them back, and they left them behind. And Jesus is asking us to do that same. If we truly love him, we need to put those things aside. We need to put away all of our sins. We need to get rid of those daily. We need to be working every day so that love can reside within us. But we're not going to be able to put away these sins. We're not going to be able to do those commands that Jesus asks us. We're not going to be able to walk forward if we first do not love him. It all starts with loving Jesus. Every day, working on that love, working on that relationship with God, spending time with him in prayer. And, you know, most importantly is, you know, this Sunday. You know, we're coming here to celebrate the Eucharist. We see how much Jesus loves us, and we need to show that love back. You know, we need to prepare ourselves to receive him in the Eucharist. You know, receive his body, his blood, his soul, and divinity into ourselves so that he can change who we are, so that we can become one with him. It's always making room for Him in our lives. Now, it's so hard for us, especially in today's culture, you know, to not want to live our own life, to not want to live by our own desires. But we know that the only way that we can live is by following the commands of Jesus. When we sin, we die. When we live with Christ, we're fully alive. And we need to always be going there, finding who Jesus is, allowing His love to reside within us, and taking that every day, asking ourselves, where are those places that I can love more? Where are those places I can allow Jesus into my life? Where are those places that I'm not allowing Jesus into my life? Where are those places in my life that I am sinning, that I am dying? We need to always be looking at those places, always be growing, always be moving forward, so that we can have that life of Christ, that we can have Him always. Because we don't want to be like the second son saying, yes, I believe in God, and doing nothing about it. We don't want to say, yes, I'm a Catholic, but not show that we love our Lord. You know, on Judgment Day, He's not going to judge us on whether we said yes or no. It's going to be how we acted on the love that He shows us. And it's allowing that love to penetrate into our whole life, allowing Jesus to take control of everything we have, so that we can bring His love into the world, that we can be witnesses of Him, that He can fully be within us, that He can fully take over everything. Allow us to live in His grace. And it's going there every day. And it starts always with the Eucharist, the love that He has for us, that He allows us to enter into ourselves, allowing Him to reside within each and every one of us.